Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Sunday Morning, the gospel of working from home. And thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every time we come on these airways, introducing us to our listening audience, our vastly growing listening audience of over 44,000 people who have listened to a show here on Home-Based Business 101, truly making us one of the popular shows here on Blog Talk Radio. And we thank you so much for your listening support. Well, again, it's another Sunday morning, and it's time to get motivated about what we need to do as far as working from home. It's a stone-cold fact that working from home is the best business strategy to exist today, simply because one of the reasons it gives you tremendous, tremendous tax advantages. I had a chance yesterday to speak at to an audience at the YTB Super Saturday in the DMV area. And I mean, was standing room only, and it was really great being there and then just, again, sharing with people the tax advantages of a home-based business and how to take advantage of those tax advantages. As I say, it's a stone-cold fact that having a home-based business is the best tax strategy out there in, you know, in this industry and in the things that we do. And so I'm going to take a few minutes to cover a couple of those things. But one of the reasons it's one of the best tax strategy, because you have a chance, if you're still working a W-2 job with a home-based business, it allows you to leverage that business against your job, decreasing your tax liability and increasing the amount of monies that you could have coming back to you from taxes that was taken out during the year. Now, remember, you can't get back what you didn't put in. But if you had a lot of taxes taken out, one of the ways of getting that back is through having a home-based business. Or if you decide you don't want to have a lot taken out, some people do, they fast-forward their taxes, which means they take a higher allowance amount, and so that means they have less money being taken out. And at the end of the year, they use the home-based business to leverage so they don't end up owing. Whichever strategy you take, it still allows you to have more money in your pocket. And so you want to definitely look at that strategy of the home-based business. And again, Mr. Sandy Botkin, former IRS attorney, one of the great tax strategists, talks about the power of having a home-based business. And, you know, he has a website, the Tax Reduction Institute, too, and you can find out more information about home-based business tax write-offs. And you also want to make sure you feed your mind. You feed your mind through reading super books that can help you with taking advantage of one of the tax strategies. Mr. Botkin has a book called How to Lower Your Taxes Big Time. Each year he puts out a new edition. I haven't seen the 2014 edition yet, but every year he upgrades that book. And if you Google him, you can find out his information. And, you know, I would strongly advise you to read information so that you can use those strategies. And again, why is it important to use those strategies? Well, it's important because we're living in a time where America's the last country with the last standing middle class. And what does that mean? America's the country with the last standing middle class. That America, the middle class, is vastly disappearing, shrinking, dying, and will not be a middle class too much longer. There will be none. So if you're in that category, you got a choice. You either start now preparing, learn how to position yourself to make $25,000 to $30,000 a month, which I'm going to put an audio on in a minute that tells you the importance of being able to do that, or you're going to become part of the ultra-poor in America. This is not Satawi Jahi's opinion. but it's just a stone cold fact. And everything is pointing to that and showing us that that's the way that things are moving. What I want to do is I'm going to play an audio clip right now called 15 Years Left by Mark Yarnell, which was put together in 2007. So 7 years have gone by since he put this together, which means we've got maybe about 8 years left before the middle class totally disappears in North America. So, you know, you got 8 years left to get it together. And I say really take notes and listen to this clip by Mr. Yarnell because it's going to really enlighten you. And hopefully once you listen to it, you'll take the action steps that I want to share with you, especially if you do not have a home-based business. So sit back, get your pencil, pad, notepad out, and listen and take notes.
If I could buy you a dream.
Hello, I'm Mark Yarnell, and I have good news and bad news. The good news is, if you're listening to this information in 2007, you have around 15 years left. The bad news is most people will wait too long to take action. Those of us who found all this stuff out a couple of decades ago and took action are set. We got our big pile of money. But in a society where 95% of all people do not read one book a year, like America, the fact that this situation has been predicted and extensively written about means nothing, except to those of us who read legitimate nonfiction on a regular basis. You aren't going to learn this stuff, folks, on CNN or American Idol, Survivor, or Dog the Bounty Hunter. The person who sent you this information has joined an initiative that can literally turn your financial world upside down positively if you'll just call them back after you hear this message. You know what? For the last 22 years, I've not spent one day doing anything that I didn't enjoy. I haven't spent 1 hour in traffic, never had a boss, worked a job, owned health insurance, been in debt or worried about capital, never worried about cash. I've never been sued, never been fired, never been hired, never been bankrupt, never had a repo, never failed to pay off my credit cards each month, and never paid a penny of interest to one credit card company. That is, since I learned the secret of principal-less interest. Now, I've got no degree, and I never inherited a penny, but I read several books a month, so I knew what was coming, and I understood the secret of principal-less interest, and so does the person who invites you to listen to me, to this little message. Once you understand the concept of principal-less interest tied to a proprietary funding vehicle, everything changes. Sounds complicated? It isn't. Everything you touch turns to gold when you understand this initiative. No more gambling in the stock market where, as you know, an Enron can go from the cover of Forbes magazine to bankruptcy in 3 months, and by the way, take your retirement dollars with them. No more getting soaked in volatile markets like real estate, which, as we all know, is manipulated by lenders and interest rates. No more silly low-interest savings accounts, day trading, pyramid schemes. But listen to me, everything you touch will turn to gold if you just pay attention. Principal-less interest changes everything. Heck, I never even graduated from college. I never took one class in creative writing or journalism, but once I learned the secret of principal-less interest, I wrote a Random House bestseller that's still being sold worldwide in a dozen languages 10 years after I wrote it. Now, is our initiative just hype or spin? Well, Bill O'Reilly didn't seem to think so when I was flown to New York to appear in his famous no-spin zone on the O'Reilly Factory. He sure was pleasant. He's one of the most conservative journalists in the world, and my ideas made sense to him. He couldn't argue with my ideas because they're factual. And believe me, as you probably already know, O'Reilly is a master at uncovering BS. I offered none. I told him the truth. Folks, listen carefully. If you have a way to accumulate and save $10 million over the next 15 years at current money market rates, you can earn $25,000 a month in interest. That is, if your broker doesn't, you know, lose it in something like Enron or WorldCom. But let's be frank. Where are you going to get $10 million? But what if I told you that you could cash flow $25,000 a month in 1 year instead of 15 without one penny of investment capital. Now, I know it sounds nuts. Hey, I'm from Missouri. I'm from the Show Me State. I'm pushing 60, and I'm as stubborn as an old Missouri mule. If something sounds too good to be true, I'm not buying it, and I want you to be skeptical, too, just like I was. But I don't want you to be ignorant, and that is I don't want you to ignore this vehicle because you don't have the flexibility I had. When I learned about principal's interest, the experts predicted that we had 50 years left in the United States before the middle class disappeared. Today, the best minds from business, science, technology, and education, believe me, I read all their books, they're all saying the same thing. There's an economic tsunami right offshore, and in 15 years, it's over for anyone who isn't in the wealthy class. That's all about all of North America, not just the United States, Canada too, and Mexico. I talked to a noted Harvard PhD in business who's a best-selling author this week, and I asked him what in the heck, in his opinion, Americans could do to reverse the financial and cultural spiral we're in. And you know what he said? This is almost verbatim. He said, it's hopeless. The young people I teach, Yarnell, and our MBA program are completely demoralized, and they're immobilized by huge debts from student loans. And the wealthy adults, the doctors and the attorneys and the accountants and the business owners who live in my upscale suburb are convinced that America's middle class is finished. They're throwing up their hands. They're listing their homes. They're taking early retirement. He said, Yarnell, we've been friends a long time, and I want you to understand something. We live in a cultural death valley of Burger King, cell phones, Prozac, violence, fundamentalism, and moral flexibility. Just shut up, enjoy your own big pile of money, and run out the clock. You're old enough to do that. Now, that sounds pretty bleak coming from a very noted Harvard PhD. Look, I realize we're headed for two classes, the ultra-rich and the ultra-poor, and I realize that the middle class is going away forever. But here's what's up. Anyone who learns the secret of principal's interest gets to join the ultra-rich. Ignore these facts, and you'll be just like our good friends in Detroit. Hey, 10 years ago, in the hub of the U.S. auto industry, 1.2 million Detroit folks had work, pensions, and health insurance. And today, 10 years later, 1.2 million of our good friends in Detroit are on food stamps. But hey, guess what? The presidents of GM and Ford earned over $25 million apiece last year. What's up with that? And by the way, the children in Detroit seem to be the ones suffering the most. Last night on CNN, Lou Dobbs acted shell-shocked to have to report that 75% of all high school-age children in Detroit flunked out of high school last year. 75%. 25% of the Detroit kids graduated high school. If you don't think changes are on the way, imagine America 15 years from today, in which over half of all the people are turning 30 and are high school dropouts. What happens when 20 million adults turn 30 without a job and 20 million other adult boomers turn 70 without health insurance? And while I'm on the subject, permit me one other simple observation that can't be refuted. You can watch The Secret and affirm the law of attraction until the cotton-picking cows come home, but the odds of you ever winning a lottery ticket or the possibility of diplomas and health insurance metaphysically floating into 40 million American households just in time are zippo, nil. God made the birds and the worms, but he didn't go around dumping them in their nests. Folks, let's wake up. Just in case you've forgotten, the last time the New Age flakes toured America on their little magical mystery tour spouting delusions like the law of attraction, we wasted years affirming our hallucinations of unexpected income. And then the New Age flakes went home with a fleet of Rolls Royces. Listen, if you're going to read the book Blink, please also read the book Think. I realize that it's very easy to stare reality right in the eye and then deny it. But I suggest you take action, and I suggest you really research what I'm telling you. Check it out for yourself. Call the person back who gave you this information. For nearly two decades, I've traveled the world paragliding, trout fishing, and snow skiing from Geneva, Switzerland, to Sao Paulo, Brazil, from Queenstown, New Zealand, to Lviv, Ukraine. I've spent quality time with quality people doing quality things. And that's not bad for an old Missouri country boy dropout. And the reason I want you to know about my lifestyle is not because of pride or arrogance. What I want you to understand is that if my life works because of principle of centrist, so can yours. If I can do it, please believe me, this isn't false humility. If I can do it, anybody can. But it's about effort, not magic. Hey, I'm Mark Yarnell. I really appreciate you giving me a few minutes of your time. And remember, you may have 15 years left, but when a tsunami is coming, you best head for high ground immediately. According to the most authoritative thinkers and authors in America, in 15 years, the middle class will be completely gone from North America. It's already left 25 major U.S. cities. There will be an ultra-rich class and an ultra-poor class. The gap has widened logarithmically, and only those with an ability to safely accumulate $10 million or create principal of centrist of $300,000 a year or more will live comfortably. Everybody else will live in poverty and be forced to work several menial jobs. If you know how to save $10 million in the next 15 years, do it. If you don't, call us.
If I could buy you a dream.
Said, if I could buy you a dream. If I could buy you a dream. Do you have a plan to earn $300,000 a year, which would give you $25,000 a month? If you don't have a plan, you need to definitely take and listen to what I'm about to tell you. You need to go to www.62ndmba.com/MU group. www.62ndmba.com/MU group. And look at the information I have there about getting involved in a home-based business that can help you earn well over $25,000 a month. Or you can give us a call at 252-406-0774, and we can schedule a time to get you on the path to being able to earn $300,000 a year, $25,000 a month in principal-less interest income, where you can leverage that and be able to avoid becoming part of the ultra-poor. You don't have to believe in this message, but this is what's going to happen. You don't have to believe it. You can just say, oh, man, that's a lot of hype. You know, they've blown a lot of hype and he's trying to scare people to death. You don't have to believe in it, but when you see it, just say you were warned. Warning. To ignore this message means to set yourself up for poverty and being poor in America. That's just the reality. That's the real deal. So you need to decide how you're going to approach that real deal. What are you going to do? Hopefully, you see what we see and get involved. It was a record out years ago, and it's so true. So you're blind, baby. You don't see what I see. Well, there's a lot of people that are blind, walking blind, do not see the handwriting on the wall. Then there's some that see it but don't believe there's anything that they can do about it, or don't want to take the action steps to do anything about it. So you have to make that decision. It's your household. You have to decide what you're going to do for your house. And I ain't saying it's going to be easy, but it definitely is going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it to be able to not have to scrap like so many other people are going to be scrapping. And I see people scrapping right now. You know, I mean, it's rough out here. You know, I see people going through holy hell just to survive, to put a loaf of bread on the table. I mean, when it gets down to bread being $4, and you know what I mean? And then people, I see people with children and it's to deal with cereal and milk. 3 boxes of cereal and a gallon of milk, almost $12. You know, I mean, and you know, for people who are poor now, what are they going to do when those 3 boxes of cereal and a gallon of milk is $20? I mean, it's coming. Handwriting is on the wall. All you got to do is just look and see how things have changed over time. I think about the first house that my parents purchased. The first house they got for $8,000. Then they was able to sell it for like $50,000. They got their next house. They got it for $38,000. When they moved out of it and sold it, they sold it for $280,000. Now the house that they just recently bought and moved into, they got for $241,000. Probably by the time they move from here and sell it, if they still around, it'll probably be worth $750,000. But, I mean, I'm just looking at how things have progressed. I remember when I got my first car, I got my first brand-new car, $1,700. You know, $1,700. That's what my first brand-new car cost. I remember my father told me about his first brand-new car, $900. You know, so, I mean, so inflation is going to – I remember when gas was 29 cents a gallon. You know, 29 cents a gallon. That's what I paid for gas when I got my car. 29 cents a gallon. A dollar worth of gas, and, you know, hey, man, I was doing something. Especially since I had a Chevy Vega. I was getting, like, over 20-some miles to the gallon, which I thought was a lot then. But, you know, like I say, again, inflation's eating away at the dollar bill. And what are you doing to increase your value? And if you don't have a home-based business, you need to get one right now. And you can get one right now if you go to the information I shared with you, www.60secondmba.com/MU group. Go there, look at the videos, and go on and just sign up. Just sign up. Just step out there on faith. We have offered a home-based business of the largest industry in the world, travel industry, $8.1 trillion industry, bigger than all other industries combined, $8.1 billion. You know, hey, you know, $8.1 billion. I mean, $1 trillion. $8.1 trillion. That's a lot of money. And you can get a piece of that. But in order to get a piece of that, you got to take action. You have to take the action steps. You have to get involved. So, you know, hey, this has been Bobby Jahi with Home-Based Business 101 this morning, the gospel of working from home. And title, what you listened to by Mark Yarnell, is called 15 Years Left. Well, now there's less than 15 years. We got maybe 8 years left. What are you going to do over the next 8 years? You can position yourself this year and get yourself in position so that you can be in a position where in the next 2 to 3 years that you're actually earning $25,000 a month. You know, you could get involved and start earning $25,000 a month within the next 2 months. We got a program called Your Plan to 20 Grand. And it's available. It's only for those that want to take action. So hopefully you decide you want to be one of those people that's going to take action. And you can take action by giving us a call at 252-406-0774, 252-406-0774, and join a winning team. With that said, hey, I'm going to close out with my theme song called It's My Time, because it is our time. It's your time to clear your destiny.
What I want.
My time. Hopefully you feel though it's your time. Your time to declare your destiny. Hey, we wish for everybody in our listening today, we wish for you blessings without number and all good things without end. If our beginning was good, so shall our development throughout eternity be good. If we dare to struggle to bring truth in the world, speak truth, and walk in the way of righteousness. Hey, have a great day and go out there and help somebody. Do something good and positive. And remember, if you want to position yourself so that you do not fall into the ultra poor, we have a plan. The plan can't help you, though, if you don't take any action. You got to take action steps. We have a plan. Check out the plan, www.60secondmba.com/MU group. Check out the plan. The plan of how to get $20,000 to $25,000 a month in principalist interest income, as Mark Yarnell talked about on the 15 years left, which we have about 8 years left. So, hey, until Friday, where we do Beyond the Matrix, Freedom is Working from Home, until we do our Friday show, may you have a blessed week. For those of you in the Northeast, we hope we don't get too much snow. I'm up here visiting right now in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, and I didn't plan to be up here with no snow, so I hope it does not get too messy out there. Got a lot of stuff I want to get done tomorrow. Until next time, God bless you, and thank you for tuning in.